So first of all, I'd like to hear about how your family came to El Paso.
Well, both of them came from the East. My mother's family grew up in Ohio, and we have both German and Irish background on my mother's side. My father was born in Baltimore, Maryland, and his family moved to Chicago. And the background is mainly Germanic on that side. White is goes back to Weiss, I think. I've traced it back to the mid-1700s in the United States, and it appears that the progenitor came from Germany, as best I can tell. So my mother was kind of an adventurous person, and I don't know exactly what age she was. She and a couple of cousins, it was after World War I, that she and a couple of cousins came out to Colorado and decided that they were going to homestead. So they homesteaded in an area out there, and each one was entitled to a half an acre. And they had to do some improvements and live on it for a specific length of time. And that brought her out in this part of the country, and I'm not sure exactly what brought her down to El Paso. My father had been married before. My mother was not married at the time. My father had been married before, and his wife developed consumption, as they called it, back in those days. And he had two daughters by that wife, and it was suggested that they come out to this part of the country for her condition. She died out here, and then my father and mother married. It's the background. This brings you up to 1924.
Do you know much about the education of your parents?
My mother, I'm sure, was grade school at best. My father, he died at a very early age in my life. I was 7 or 8 years old, so I don't really know the background. I would guess that there was, if it was a grade school education, that was pretty good back at the time that they were going to school or had the opportunity to go to school. So I do, I have my mother's brother, who became a priest, was very well educated and went to college and, of course, divinity school and all that kind of stuff. But I think he is the only one of the children, my wife and my mother's children, or my mother's brothers and sisters, that really got a education past grade school.
Well, what about your education growing up in El Paso?
Well, I went to Catholic grade school and Catholic high school here, and about 41, 42, I went to the, I was 18 at the time, and I went to Texas A&M, hopefully, to stay out of the war. It didn't work out that way, but I spent 2 years down there, and then 3 years in the Army, in the infantry, in Europe. And when I came back, I didn't really want to go back to a military school, which Texas A&M is. Of course, at that time, I guess I could have stayed out of the so-called Corps, and I decided I'd go back to University of Detroit and study architecture. And the reason I selected that is because that was one of the few schools at the time that had a cooperative educational program. We would go to school either 3 or 6 months and then work either 3 or 6 months. It depended, but